Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Mary Louise Walker, and she's going to be in Atlantic this coming May 21st. So good morning to you, Mary Louise.
Good morning. How are you, LaVon?
I'm great, and hope all our listeners are too, Mary Louise. So you're going to be giving a presentation related to healthy hearts, nutrition, and heart health. And I just want to quickly here at the beginning tell people, and we'll remind them again, it's Thursday, May 21st. At St. Paul's Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall, and that's at 1011 East 13th Street in Atlantic. And I think reservations are not required, but it'd be really good if you could call Jeannie Williams, and that's 249-1004. I'll repeat those again here at the end. So, Mary Louise, I want to know, you're going to talk about nutrition and hearts, life, but I want to know about you. You know, we're kind of building up to you're giving presentations in a lot of different places. Kind of started, you know, maybe growing up. Give us your background.
Oh, my goodness. I wish I could show you a picture. My mother was a nurse. My aunt was a nurse. And I had a nursing uniform when I was 5 years old.
Oh, fun.
My sister and I were gifted with a very talented grandmother who could sew anything if you gave her a picture. So she made us nursing uniforms just like our mothers. And I was taking care of dolls and dogs and cats and everything else that I could get to hold still.
You had a lot of experience before you got to school.
You bet I did. And so I went to nursing school and graduated with my RN diploma. And that was 100 years ago, before being a BSN was really the pathway to take. And then I went back later and did complete my BSN. And my history in nursing spans a great breadth of knowledge and caring for people.
I want to interrupt you just for a minute because I'm trying to visualize this picture. When you were little, and even probably when you first started school, did you have the stiff white hat and the white uniform?
You bet. You know that when my little pretend uniform was not so stiff. The hat was, but I will tell you, when I started nursing school, I could stand my uniform in the corner.
I'm thinking a lot of our listeners are remembering when they used to go to the hospital to the doctors, that's the way nurses dressed.
You bet. And the hat stood up by itself.
Right.
You know,
right.
It was, things have changed.
Yes. And so talking about change, you know, after you got your RN, you said, okay, things are changing. I need to move on and get more education.
Absolutely. And one of the turning points for me was when my mother died at a very young age, LaVon, what I consider young. She was only 59.
Mm, that's young.
It is young. And she laid down with a headache and never woke up.
Mm.
And at that point, my nursing career had started out in OB and pediatrics, and we moved a lot for my husband's job, so I got to practice in a lot of different specialties. And on the East Coast, I went into medical and surgical intensive care and cardiac care because that was a turning point. I wanted to find out how to take care of our family and prevent this heart disease from spreading through my family. And, you know, my whole education turned then.
Okay, big important event happening in your life.
Oh.
Now, so when you talk about helping prevent this in your family, mm-hmm. are there other members of your family who have been affected by heart disease?
You know, heart disease has that following. And the good news is that it may be in our DNA, but our DNA is not our destiny, LaVon. And that's what I've been learning as a nurse. My whole pathway of learning has changed from the sick model, treating sickness, to prevention. And I have learned, yes, I have family members, aunts, cousins, who deal with heart disease every day. And what I've learned is over 70% of our DNA being activated, those little switches getting turned on, is impacted by their environment. And of that environment, 50% of it is due to our nutrition, what we choose to put into our mouths every day.
So that is within our control.
It totally is. The food we eat can either be the most healthy medicine we eat every day or the most insidious poison.
And now some people are going, okay, if it's healthy, it probably doesn't taste good and I probably don't want to do that. What kind of answer do you have to that?
You know what? It is so easy to eat healthy if it's grown in the earth and it's not presented in a package, eat it.
Yeah, interesting point of view. And Chris, I'm so into this right now, I have to say. And to me, it's even better if you can get it fresh, locally grown, so it's not transported from China or somewhere.
And so, you don't want the food grown in China, just let me tell you. We want to know who is growing it and how they're growing it and what is the nutritional value of the food, because it can look pretty but have no nutrition in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to eat clean because that helps our heart to be cleaner, all our arteries and vessels to be cleaner and stay open. And it actually slows down the aging and disease process. And I don't know about you, but I'm all about slowing down aging and disease.
You bet. You bet. For many reasons. I mean, we want to feel good. We want to look good. But there's also, I think, more and more emphasis on the cost, the economic cost of heart disease or other diseases is just skyrocketing.
It is. It has almost tripled. In 2010, heart disease estimated to be $404.2 trillion, and that has not gone down. Heart disease is a huge cost to us as individuals and as a country, besides taking away vital work people and parents and grandparents. I mean, I wish my mother had been around for her grandsons, but she was not. And that was a huge personal loss.
Okay. We're visiting with Mary Louise Walker, and she's going to be here in Atlantic on May 21st to talk about heart health. Now, we've talked about how important food is. What do you talk about in terms of activity, exercise, just being active?
Well, you know, the best way to love our heart is do the simple things. And the best activity is the one you'll do.
If you can't swim, you're not going to swim, right?
No. If you don't like getting in the water, don't push yourself. Get your tennies on, go take a walk. And even if you break it up in 3 10-minute segments three times a day, your body will say thank you.
You know, and that's, I think that's kind of new. I'm not sure how new, but for some people, that's a really great news because they're not going to go out and walk for 40 minutes or they say, I'm so busy, I can't find 30 or 40 minutes to walk, but they could find 10.
You can take a break at your desk. Set your iPhone to go off like every 2 hours, especially if you're desk bound. Get up and walk for 5 minutes. Go up and down the stairwell. It all adds up and it all helps us to be stronger, healthier, and more vital.
And it seems like I've been reading more lately about that. If you are in a sedentary job, that maybe it's every hour. If you just get up and walk, you don't even necessarily need to walk fast. You just get up and move. Is that, have you heard that?
I have. What I've found is most people will say, I can't do it every hour. So start at 2 and get up and move around, because it not only helps our heart, but it helps our brain to refocus, helps our eyes to rest, especially if we're staring at a computer screen all day.
Mm-hmm.
And go get a drink of water. Water.
Water and walking.
Water and walking are good things. And then eat a plant, whatever that is like. You know, an apple, some berries. You know, munch on some lettuce or celery or carrots, whatever. You know, carry a little bag with you and munch on something that grows in as a plant.
I like that. I'm not sure I've heard anybody say it just that way. Eat a plant. I like that, Mary Louise.
Thank you.
I know that you're going to have much more information and many more ideas and many more stories to help people laugh as well as be serious. And that's all going to happen on Thursday, May 21st at St. Paul's Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall in Atlantic. That's 1011 East 13th Street. And there is no fee, but it'd be nice if you'd contact Jeannie Williams at 249-1004. We want to thank you very much, Mary Louise Walker, for visiting with us.
It's been my total pleasure, LaVon. Thank you for the opportunity.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought. Don't let yesterday use up too much of today.